Yeah, another episode of vibing with Reeves. Let's get it. Jeff, you know. We all fall down. We all mess up. Everybody messes up from time to time. Everybody. And so glad to start this show off on such a high note. But you're vibing with Reeves. Vibing with Reeves, y'all. And yes, everybody messes up. But it's about how you rebound from catching that L. When you catch an L, try to take the lesson from the L. You know, you take a loss, but you learn from it. So you say, okay, I won't do that again. Or maybe I need to do it like this instead. Or maybe I need to be more grateful. Or maybe I need to, you know, be more forceful. Maybe I need to protect my boundaries more. Maybe that was the issue. Whatever the issue was, you learned the lesson from the loss you took. You know, then you're cool, because moving forward, you move better. You do better because you know better moving forward. And that, my friends, is what's up. You know, is everybody messes up, you know, make bad decisions, bad judgment calls. You know, do you beat yourself up for it forever, or do you say, okay, I didn't do that right, what can I do moving forward to make sure I won't make that mistake again? Because you're always going to make mistakes. That's part of being a human being. You're not perfect. But how do I move forward and not continuously make the same mistake over and over and over and over again? How do I not make this one mistake into a habit? You know, I'm trying to hear that. Oh, I just made a mistake. You made the same mistake 30 times in a row. That's a habit by now. That's a pattern, man. You know, you can't, like, oh, it's just something I did once or twice. No, it's something you've done continuously. So now you got to own up to it being at least a habit. You know? So don't let it grow into a bad habit, you know? You made a mistake once or twice. Don't. Yeah, learn from it, correct it, move on, you know, that's what it is. Don't sit there and destroy yourself all the time. That's just another mistake. That mess around and become a bad habit. That's not good, you know. As I said before, you gotta hold yourself accountable. Also, give yourself grace, you know. You know, you can do both. You can hold yourself accountable. Still, don't be an asshole towards yourself. You don't gotta be a jerk about it. The shame, respect, and mercy you show to someone else, and grace you show to someone else, you can show that to yourself as well. You know, you can do both. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, you can do both. And that's just how I wanted to start the episode off, you know, on that note. For anyone who's going through some things, like, damn it, I keep messing up. Oh, I messed up on this one. Yeah, you messed up. How do you recover? How do you make sure you don't repeat that mistake and go on from there, you know? That's the key right there. That's the key. Big key. Big facts. Already. Get your vibe over, Reeves. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. You know what's funny? When you're trying to do your thing and accomplish your goals, and you're like, yeah, I can see the finish line. Stuff pumps out of nowhere. Life be life, and then now you got extra things you gotta take care of, and things that you didn't foresee threaten to derail your plans. It threatens to slow down your motion, if not completely stop your motion. And you can definitely complain about that. Feel discouraged if you wanna. Be surprised. Be shocked. Be stuck, not know what to do. Not know how to change up. Whatever the case may be. But, you know, that's life. You know, there's always going to be times where things happen that you didn't anticipate. That's part of life. There's always things you cannot anticipate popping up. You just have to get through it. You're going to be blindsided a lot. You're going to get knocked down a lot. You're going to have to get back up. That's not always easy. I'll say that right now. That is not always easy. I'm not one of those people that want to. I don't want to be one of those people that try to make it seem like, oh, just wipe yourself off, get up. It's that easy. It's like snap your fingers. No, it's not. Shoot, sometimes it takes a long time to get up. It takes longer than you think. Like, oh, I'm gonna get back up. Oh, this is a process. See, like, dang, I fell down really easy, but like, getting back up is a process. You know. Like that, this will take a minute. Sometimes it's a journey to get back to where he was before. You took that fall. It might be a series of L's you took, but you know, you learn from them. Pay attention to what happened. Break it down, and you get back out there. Sometimes you have to switch up the plans. Maybe not change the plan per se, but, you know, switch it up. You know, I might just have to switch it up. So, okay, I'm going to go this way instead of that way. I have to make some slight alterations. Or maybe have to make big alterations. The plan is still the plan, but it's how to accomplish the goals within the plan that may change. You know, that's all it is. Just having a destination in mind and say, okay, how do I get to the destination? Sometimes that has to change. Like, oh, gotta take a detour. This may take longer than I previously anticipated, but you know, I'm still going to get there. Or my bro's wet. Now I see a shortcut that won't really hurt me. You know, I see a shortcut that won't mess me up. Sometimes them shortcuts can really mess you up. You're like, oh, I thought it was going to get done faster. You know, so this seems to be a safe shortcut. You know, anyone want to take it. And I cannot blame you. I can't blame you. Do what you feels best for you. Do what feels right for you. Yeah, so that's how it is, man. Just sometimes I have to change things up. I know that for sure. Sometimes you have to change shit up, but still keep it the same, you know? Change certain elements, but still keep the same ultimate goal in mind. And keep on believing. Don't stop believing. Don't act like I don't know that joint. But yeah, don't stop. I mean, yeah, it's normal to doubt yourself sometimes, or to doubt the path, doubt or look at the plan like, is this really gonna work, or be tempted to rip it up? But you know, don't give in. Don't give in, you know. Find a way to make it work. It's normal to doubt, but you gotta get back into it, snap out of it at some point. You can't wallow in it. It's like the difference between normal sadness and just deep, dark depression. Because people, you can be sad. That's part of life. That's normal. It's, you know, when it's like you're drowning in it, and it's like constant, then that's the issue. And it's all the time. You can't get. It feel like you can't get out of it. That's something different, and you may need some help. You know, that's wild periods or so, you know. It's alright to feel like that. Disappointed, but you know, don't get too deep in it and stuck in that place. That's not a healthy place. That's not a good place to be stuck. Yeah, that's why I say you gotta wipe it off. Shake it off. I said wipe it off. Not shake it off, but sometimes that shake it off isn't instantaneous. I know that. Gotta work at it sometimes. Sometimes it's a process, but you'll get there. Take the first step, then take the second step. You know, eventually you're gonna get there. I can't tell you when. That's something I don't know about. I know what happened though.
You know what can help you keep your mind right? Trying to check yourself when some negative thoughts pop up and try and dismiss them. That can help. Sit there and come up with the positive alternative thoughts when you say, oh, I'm always this stupid. I'm just stupid. If that pops up in your head, say, no, I'm not stupid. Think of all the good things you did. Think of all the smart decisions you've made. Show yourself evidence to the contrary. That can help you. And also, kick away people who feel good about you. Some people, you'd be surprised. There's people who kick away people who don't mean them no good. And it's obvious this person doesn't like you. They still click up hanging with the person that obviously doesn't like their ass. It's weird. You know, like, no, it's probably because they don't like themselves. And so they hang out with someone that doesn't like them too. No, you can't. If it's obvious that person doesn't like you, being clicked up with them doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. That's going to definitely don't need that at all. You don't need that. And part of checking yourself is checking your expectations. Sometimes we may have unrealistic expectations of ourselves. Sometimes it's not really the expectations part that's unrealistic. Sometimes it's the timetable. Sometimes we give ourselves an unrealistic schedule to get things done. I am so guilty of that. I'm trying to get better with it, y'all. I've been working at it because I can mess around and say, oh, I got 1,000 things done for this weekend. I can get it all done by Sunday. No, I can't. It's so much stuff. And then sometimes the things we want to get done is more involved than you think. It's more involved than you, you know, guesstimate in the first place. You're like, this probably won't take that long. Then you're like, oh, shit, this is taking hours and hours. And I thought I could get this done in 45 minutes. This is crazy. And then the other stuff happens. Then, you know, some things take longer to get done. Some things you plan right to the T. And then other stuff happens, pops up out of nowhere. You got to deal with because, you know, life be lifing. Life be lifing. Things pop up out of nowhere. You got to deal with it. You can't just ignore it. You deal with it or dip out the way or get knocked out by it, you know? So that's the other thing. You know, just sometimes we got to check our expectations. You know, sometimes you want too much too fast. Sometimes you have to go at more realistic. They say, yeah, you know what? All these things I'm trying to get done in 2 days, maybe I may need to give myself a few more days to do it. Because these things may take longer than I'm expecting. I'm just trying to rush through. Maybe I have a whole lot on my plate. Recognize when you have a bunch on your plate. There's so much stuff on your plate, it's falling off the plate. It's not enough plate for the food you're putting on the plate. You feel me? Metaphorical, of course. It's too much going on. So you may have to say, you know what? I'm gonna put a small amount on the plate, finish that. You know, then I could go back for more. But don't sit back and go overboard and then wonder why everything does isn't working the way you wanted it to, the way you planned it to. Why things are blowing up in your face right now. Then you'd be mad at yourself. Then you all mad. Then you mad at others too, you know. But things ain't working out the way you plan because you're trying to do too much at one time. That's me. That's me. I try to work on that, you know. I've been getting better. I've been getting better, but you know. That's another example of checking yourself. I had to check myself, you know. And, you know, have to check your friends, too. Make sure they're really your friends. Sure, you got to check yourself sometimes to make sure you're a good friend of yourself. You know, because sometimes our friends are everything to us. They hold us down. They like other family. You got might have good friends. You might be your own worst enemy. Sometimes that person that seems like your best friend is really your worst enemy. And sometimes that worst enemy is the reflection in the mirror. Sometimes you might be that worst enemy. And that's bad. Not saying that's everyone's case, but there's definitely some people out there who are their worst enemy. They doing themselves bad. And that's something that needs to be addressed. If that's your case, if that's your thing, that's something you need to address, you know, because you shouldn't be clicked up with enemies and keeping so close where it's like, oh, this is my best friend. You shouldn't be the enemy. People outside should be the enemy if you're going to have any. You shouldn't be like, oh, it's me. The biggest op is me, you know, the biggest foe I have is myself. Sabotage. You know, you don't want that. So work on being a good friend to you is what I say. And that's advice I had to take myself. So, you know, trying to be friendly to yourself or friendly to others. Respect yourself, respect others. You know, when you respect yourself, others will respect you more often. And then when people don't respect you, you can put them in check faster. You can set up that boundary and enforce it more convincingly because you respect yourself. You love yourself. They're like, hey, you can't try to tell me to respect you. If you don't respect you, they throw that at you because people who don't want to respect you trying to find any way they don't have to. Some people are just like that. So you respect yourself. You can really push the line on people who try to disrespect you. You can say, hey, these are my boundaries. Don't cross that. Because you respect yourself. Yeah. Love yourself and all those things. Respect yourself. Love yourself. Be good to you. Be good to others. Respect others. Love others. And enjoy your day, night, morning, evening, dusk, dawn, weekend, week, month, week, life. You know what I mean? Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Take time out to smell the flowers. And it's a beautiful struggle. Don't miss the beauty of part of it. And don't forget to stay tuned to Vibing with Reeves. Follow on Spotify, Vibing with Reeves. If you're on Apple Podcasts, follow the podcast on Apple. If you're on Google Podcasts, follow on Google Podcasts. I'm on IG too. Definitely. Vibing with Reeves _ podcast. And leave me some messages, y'all. Let me know what you're on. Stay up. Have a good one. Yeah.